Welcome to the Misha Rouser Show. I'm Misha, an organizational psychologist, and I'll be taking you down a path towards achieving professional success while still having fun. For over a decade, I have been guiding individuals and organizations through professional transitions. The goal is to help you, your business, or organization create a successful, engaging atmosphere without sacrificing a positive culture. So, let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Misha Rouser Show, and I am Misha. And again, this show is about everything you need to know about leadership and professional development. Everything from communication skills, personal productivity, leading without authority, emotional intelligence, and so much more. And by listening each week, you will acquire the unique tools and gain exposure to proven research, tips, and wisdom to help you in your professional development. So today's show, we are going to finally be talking about mindfulness. So I know in a lot of my other shows, I have been talking about different things about being mindful, emotional intelligence, social intelligence, very much uses being mindful. And so today's the show on what does that mean? What does that mean when I talk about mindfulness, when I talk about mindfulness in the workplace, and how do we cultivate that and how do we grow that? Before we dive into that, let's go over some basic logistics really quick. Please remember that if you have any questions on any of the content in my shows, or if you have an issue going on at work or with a colleague and so forth, then use me. You are welcome to reach out to me on my website. It's MishaRouser.com. That's MishaRouser.com. And you can leave me an email there. You can contact me and let me know your questions. I'd be happy to get back with you on those. And I'm pretty good about getting back within probably about 24 to 48 hours. So do use that as a resource. Also on the website, you can also get transcripts of my shows. And so if you're wanting that, you can get those. And then the other thing that you can get from the website is you can always get connections to the podcast. You can listen to any of these shows via the podcast. The easiest way also to get those podcasts is just to subscribe through iTunes. Easy peasy. And there's a link there on my show or on my website. So again, use my website as a resource. It's there for you. Let me know and use me as a resource. I'm here for you as well. Okay, so let's get into then mindfulness. So what exactly is mindfulness? And I'm going to use the definition from Jon Kabat-Zinn, which is really just paying attention in a particular way on a purpose in the present moment and non-judgmentally. Okay, so what does that mean? So in other words, sometimes we can think of mindfulness as a practice, and it is a practice. Mindfulness isn't something you just are. You have to practice this. And usually to practice mindfulness, you use some type of anchor, like breathing, to center your attention, to bring awareness to the present moment. And the goal of mindfulness, of the mindfulness practice, is really to quiet the mind's constant chattering. So you know that chattering of various thoughts, anxieties, which means we're getting caught up in the future, or regrets, where we're stuck in the path, just whatever it is, I call it that kind of nee-nee-nee-nee-nee thing going on, just that constant chattering in our mind. Now, keep in mind, I mean, our brain is wired to constantly be thinking. What mindfulness does, though, is allows us to stop and be present within the moment and to really look at, okay, what am I thinking? What am I feeling? What are the emotions going on? And then to be able, from that space, choose how we want to move forward. Otherwise, we're just working in automatic pilot. So mindfulness practitioners learn to focus on the present in everything they do and to accept events in the present moment. And that's a key thing, too. So it's also really practicing non-judgment. It's changing perspectives. It's really just looking non-biasedly at the present moment. Okay, so of course, you know me, I like to do the science because I am a social scientist, so I'm going to bring in some of the science behind this. So we'll start with psychologist Ella Maria of the Switzerland-based consultancy Mindful Brain. She observes that there are three characteristics of mindfulness: intention, attention, and attitude. So for example, intention. Mindfulness practitioners set the intention to be present. Okay, so intention. Then there's also attention. They also practice their attention to whatever is happening. In other words, they're noticing sights, sounds, thoughts, feelings, etc. around them or to whatever they are doing. So in other words, they're able to focus their attention on whatever they're doing, like checking email, meeting with a coworker, or taking a coffee break. It's being very intentional and being very in the moment. And then that last aspect is the attitude. This is the one that really comes through when we're talking about emotional and social intelligence too. So they also cultivate and practice a particular attitude with that attention, one that is non-judgmental, patient, trusting, non-reactive, and open. So that's what we're trying to do, all those different things when we think about mindfulness. Okay, so the goal of mindfulness is to recognize and accept the inner thoughts and feelings. This is a reflective thought exercise that most people, to be honest, would rather avoid. Perhaps, I don't know, maybe because when we're not multitasking, we tend to think about the things we haven't figured out yet, such as a difficult personal or professional challenge. And really, until there's a solution, then sometimes these thoughts dominate. It's funny because I'm actually going through this right now. I'm in a situation where we're having to find a new place to live, and the market is just crazy. Whenever anything comes on the market, you have to like grab it immediately. And then it just, if you don't, it goes. And it's just so competitive and it's stressful. And in the meantime, I don't know where we're going to be living. And so, yes, I mean, if I let it, that anxiety would totally dominate my thought process. And so mindfulness is a way for me when that thought comes up to push it aside. Okay, so let's talk some more about this. So in thinking about this and making matters worse, in today's mobile technology world, it gives people limitless ways to stay busy and avoid reflective opportunities. So in a sense, it almost takes us away from being mindful. So practicing mindfulness can help individuals accept all those inner thoughts and feelings that constantly come up and go through our mind throughout the day. By doing this, by when they come up and by practicing, then allowing some of those to go, like me, when the anxiety raises about where am I going to be living, then this helps to reduce our stress and it gives us the ability to focus our intention on the here and now. And thus, in a sense, makes us much more productive, makes us much more fun to be around. And Penny's laughing at me. And so practicing mindfulness, especially at work, can greatly help your productivity and effectiveness. So you want to think about those things. All right, let's go back to some more research here. So studies by the National Institute of the Health in the UK and the University of Massachusetts and the Mind and Body Medical Institute at Harvard University, they all suggest that mindfulness at work is good for business. When we can practice this at work, studies have found that by doing this, it improves our cognitive functions, which means our concentration, our memory, our learning abilities, and so forth. It increases our productivity, it enhances our relationships, and it enhances our job satisfaction. Okay, so let's do some more studies. Sorry, got a few more. You know me. And by the way, you can learn about some of these studies. There's a great article that summarizes a lot of the studies, and it was put out by the UNC Keenan Flagler Business Executives Business School, their executive development program. And they have a document called Bringing Mindfulness to the Workplace. And in that, some of the studies that they have shown is it shows that people who practice mindfulness report having improved innovative thinking, better communication skills, and are more appropriate in their way that how they react to stress. In addition, research from, I want to make sure I say his name right, Joshin Reb, and I'm so sorry if I pronounced that wrong. And again, this will be in a transcript on my website if you want to look at the spelling on that, who is Associate Professor of Organizational Development at Singapore Management University, found that mindfulness can also improve decision-making by helping clarify objectives and generating more options. There is real evidence that improving mindfulness changes the brain for the better. For example, in 2011, a group of Harvard researchers reported in Psychiatric Research in their neuroimaging publication, the results of their study on a group of people who practice mindfulness-based stress reduction. And mindfulness-based stress reduction was introduced by Jon Kabat-Zinn back in the 1970s. And by the way, if you want to learn more about mindfulness and such, the books that Jon Kabat-Zinn puts out are fabulous. One of my favorites was Wherever You Go, There You Are. Okay, so going back to this research done by Harvard, that when using an MRI or a magnetic resonance image, they were able to find that those who practice mindfulness-based stress reduction increased the gray matter concentration in their brain, which is huge. They concluded that participation in mindfulness-based stress reduction is associated with changes in gray matter concentration in brain regions involved in learning and memory processes, emotional regulation, self-referential processing, and perspective taking. So again, so many reasons that you want to be practicing this. Neuroscientist Richard Davidson of the Center for Investigative Healthy Minds also found that mindfulness changes how the brain functions. His studies found that mindfulness improves cognitive flexibility, creativity and innovation, well-being, emotional regulation, and empathy. So regular practice basically is going to help you improve not only your attention, but also the way that you respond to things. It's going to help you choose your own emotional responses and then how you want to react and how what kind of choices you want to be making then. Okay, so let's go into one other area now then when we think about, so what exactly is mindfulness? And I love this research that was done by Daniel Amen, and he's written a number of books. And in fact, he has a book that recently came out in 2015 called Change Your Brain, Change Your Life. And he is an award-winning physician and psychiatrist. And what he was looking at was, I mean, it's amazing when we stop and think about how many thoughts we have per day. And so we have on average like 50 to 60,000 thoughts. And personally, I think that's going up. But they have found that when out of those, let's say 60,000 thoughts that we have a day, 80% of those are the same thoughts that we had the day before. So basically, we're broken records. We think the same thing over and over and over again. And here's the sad part, is that when they did research, especially on people that are here in America, they found that of those repetitive thoughts that we have almost every day, or actually just out of all of those thoughts that we had, those 60,000, 70 to 80% of those thoughts are typically negative, which makes you realize, oh my gosh, I mean, no wonder we have such a high suicide rate here in the United States. Okay, so what I'm going to get into then is talking about then what we can do to start changing those thoughts. So I'm going to get into that in just a moment. You are listening to The Misha Rauser Show, and we are going to be back right after this break.
You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind.
So effective leadership isn't something that just happens. It takes time and effort. Misha Rauser, master coach, organizational psychologist, and successful entrepreneur, has developed a concentrated series of courses to help you become your best as a leader and professional. Explore your leadership style, become a communications master, and learn to plan strategically in order to make better decisions. You'll learn emotional intelligence, team building, change management, and other skills for personal success, such as conflict resolution. There's a great leader inside you to be unlocked. Make the commitment to become a well-rounded, intelligent leader. Show the world around you that you are ready to lead. Log on to MishaRauser.com. That's MishaRauser.com to learn more. It's the Leadership Development Series. Your first step toward professional excellence begins at MishaRauser.com.
Hello, my name is Marie Manucherry. I'm an energy intuitive author and host of Where Energy and Medicine Meet. During the show, I answer callers' questions, intuitively, of course, and provide invaluable guidance. I also interview others who I believe are on the leading edge of thought. Tune in on Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Time on 1150 a.m. in Seattle, or live wherever you are at energyintuitive.com.
Dynamic careers in organizations require dynamic thinking. Success is measured in terms of positive, productive, meaningful workplaces. Misha Rauser, master coach, organizational psychologist, and successful entrepreneur, has helped thousands become more confident in their leadership and professional abilities. Misha's years of research and private practice have given her the tools to help you or your organization improve performance. Log on now to learn more about coaching, consulting, or training with Misha Rauser at MishaRauser.com. That's MishaRauser.com.
1150KKNW.com. It's why they invented the internet. We think. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Bro, I got to maintain, 'cause a like me is going insane. Insane in the membrane. Insane in the membrane.
Biddy, you crack me up. Okay. Yes, good lead-in song, Biddy.
You kind of see the theme where I'm headed. Okay.
I do. It's perfect. That's exactly where I'm heading. Insane in the membrane.
I'm loco.
So welcome back to the Misha Rauser Show here on 1150 KKNW. And we are talking today about mindfulness. And we're talking about it in a positive way. But yes, we are also talking about, though, all of those negative thoughts that we have every day and why and how we can get rid of those. Okay, so where I left off was starting to talk about those negative thoughts. And Daniel Amen came up with this fabulous term called automatic negative thoughts, or basically ants. And his premise is like, we have all these ants going around in our head. What if we just got like ant repellent and got rid of the negative thoughts? So that's exactly what he started teaching in his practice, and then he's written books on it and so forth. But here's what's more important about what Daniel was able to really emphasize in a lot of his books and a lot of his teachings, is that our thoughts are real and they have a real impact on how we feel and how we behave. Okay, so every time you have a thought, your brain releases chemicals. And that's how our brain works. You have a thought, your brain releases chemicals. Because of that, an electrical transmission goes across the brain and you become aware of what you are thinking. Okay, so basically every time you have an angry thought, an unkind thought, a sad thought, or a cranky thought, your brain releases negative chemicals that makes your body feel bad. Okay, so now think about this. So think about, for example, the last time you were mad. How did your body feel? When most people are angry, their muscles become tense, their heart beats faster, their hands start to sweat, and they may even begin to feel a little dizzy. So in other words, your body reacts to every negative thought you have. Okay, now on the flip side of that, every time you have a good thought, a happy thought, a hopeful thought, or a kind thought, your brain releases chemicals that make your body feel good. Okay, so when you think about that, when most people are happy, their muscles relax, their heart beats slower, their hands become dry, they breathe slower. So again, you really want to be thinking about and conscious of what are the thoughts that you're allowing to happen. Okay, so unless you think about your thoughts, they are automatic and they just happen. Okay, and if that's the case, then you could be one of these people that are having 80% of your thoughts that repeat day after day after day as being negative. So what we want to think about is, how do we change those ants? In other words, how do we get rid of those negative thoughts and replace them then with the positive thoughts? And you can do this. This has been proven that we can change our automatic thoughts. And so let's move those then from negative thoughts into positive thoughts. Okay, so a couple examples of how we want to do that and why we want to do that. Let's say when we have negative thoughts, remember that mindfulness is also paying attention to not only our thoughts, but then also our attitudes behind that. Because again, thoughts are either spun up by emotion or they're going to stir an emotion. And then that thought comes across to other people as well. People know, and they can feel it if you're having a funky day. They can feel it if you're in a good mood, and it's going to affect them. So that's one of the big reasons why we want to think about how important it is to have positive thoughts and to be more mindful in the workplace, because we are affecting those around us. All right. So going with that then, let's talk about what we want to do is, mindfulness raises our awareness above our automatic thoughts. By doing this, it gives us more control over how we react to situations, help us to make better decisions and more informed decisions. It helps, improves, and enhances our relationship with others. And, of course, it's going to help reduce our stress. So let's go into how do we do that then. One of the ways we can do that is the art of listening. And today's show, I'm not going to have time to go into listening. I'm going to devote a whole show into the art of listening. But being mindful means learning how to listen, how to stop all that chatter, how to stop all that talk, so that we can be fully present with the other person and really connect with them, really hear what they're having to say, really understand what is going on here and what's important. When we are in automatic mode, we don't do that. We're so caught up in our own thoughts and what we're thinking and what we think is important that we are missing a lot. So that is another huge reason why we want to be thinking about mindfulness. Okay, another big reason of why we want to bring in mindfulness, especially into the workplace, is because it'll allow us to then control our own emotions and reactions when we're in the workplace. So in other words, I call this kind of knowing how to neutralize our energy. So when you find yourself getting spun up, or what I call spun down, you want to practice mindfulness techniques to return your energy to neutral and to get more into the present, not get hijacked by your emotions. So another way of looking at this practice is also to think of it as witnessing. When we witness something, we look at it objectively with no judgment, no wrong, no right. And so when we look at, for example, when we get spun up, usually that means our emotions are starting to take over and we are starting to get wrapped up in our thoughts and da-da-da, and we're no longer thinking about how we are responding. So by being mindful, we can stop that process and calm down that mind, calm down those emotions, and bring our energy back to a neutral so that then we can move forward more intelligently and choose how we want to move forward. Okay, so a couple of things that you can think about to be able to do that is every time, for example, when you get spun up and when you start to feel either your tension getting wound up or you start to feel yourself closing down in a conversation, some ways to think about neutralizing that energy is, one, just like when you had kids and they told you, count to 10. Okay, so just count to 10. Think about your breathing. Bring yourself back down to a neutral. Name your emotions can be really helpful, too, to say, you know what, I'm feeling really angry right now, or I'm feeling really frustrated right now. That's a great way to also kind of bring yourself into the moment. Notice what's coming up and then to let it go. So basically, you want to practice noticing those thoughts. A couple other things, though, to think about of what can affect you from being able to practice mindfulness is, one, is lack of sleep. Are you getting enough sleep? Are you getting the right nutrition? Remember, your body needs and your brain needs healthy foods and healthy energy. And so you need to make sure you're taking care of it, not eating a bunch of processed, you know, high-fat, high-carb diet. You want to be giving yourself good nutrition for your brain. And also, you want to be thinking about not overloading your brain. So that's another thing we really want to think about, and I have a whole podcast on productivity and talking about multitasking and so forth. We need to start thinking about how we're using our brain and not overload it with useless things, which a lot of times nowadays, we are overloading it with things that are a waste. So how to start getting more in tune and intentional about what all we're using our brain for. And again, I have a podcast on that if you want to check that one out. Okay, so then the other things, here's a couple tips then really quick then. So a couple ways to practice mindfulness at work is, one, to really practice single tasking. Really focus on your task at hand. Get rid of all distractions and just focus. Get rid of the multitasking. It's been proven not to work. And again, check out that podcast on productivity to learn more about that. Another quick kind of acronym to remember is the STOP method. So STOP is S-T-O-P. It's an acronym. Stop what you're doing. Take 5 conscious breaths or a count to 10. Observe the sensations in your body and notice what you're thinking. And then P in the STOP acronym is to then proceed. Choose how you want to go forward. I also like to think of the P as also think about what other perceptions, what other judgments could you be thinking about that might be helpful. Okay, another way to practice mindfulness is to get grounded daily. Every day, spend maybe 15 minutes before you start your day and visualize your day. Set your intentions. Review your day. Review your task. You know, and then this is also a great time to have a bit of a meditation practice. So let's talk about that then. So a meditative practice is really just sitting still and quietly and just observing the mind. And a lot of people find it's just by, you know, take 5 minutes and try as best as you can to focus on your breath. And when you find your mind wandering away, gently bring it back. It's just like noticing clouds go by. There's no judgment. There's no, I'm not doing this right. There's none of that. It's just a nice way to kind of keep returning to your breath. And when your mind starts getting distracted or you find it got distracted, then just gently pull it back. When you practice that, then you can start practicing it longer and practice that meditative technique. It's also a great way then. That's what you're trying to practice in the day-to-day. So even when you're in meetings, you can be practicing, oh, my mind just, you know, wanders yourself. It's just a gentle way to practice mindfulness. When you're listening to somebody, when you're trying to engage with them, to just bring yourself back to that process. All right, so hopefully you got a lot of ideas about being intentional around your mindfulness, the benefits of it within your work. Remember, too, you can always download this podcast from my website. And so you have been listening to the Misha Rouser Show, and I'm Misha, coaching you towards success. Thank you so much for listening.